In the headlines, St. Michael Northwest MP Neil Rowe pleads not guilty as he is arraigned in the High Court on a rape charge. Classes resume at St. Bartholomew Primary and Dighton Griffith School, which had been forced to close due to various issues. The DLP voices concern over the frequent closure of schools due to environmental problems. A St. Philip shop owner happy no one was injured when armed men raided her business and plans to increase security. Meantime, St. Christopher Christ Church residents voice alarm over a similar robbery in a bar at that area. A meteorologist is reporting an increase in Sahara dust, noting that it is appearing earlier than usual, and the U.S. economy surprises analysts with faster than expected growth. Good afternoon. This is, of course, the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. With the details, I am Crystal J. Paul. Two days after being removed from the post of Deputy Speaker of the House of Assembly, MP Neil Rowe has been arraigned in the High Court on a rape charge. As we hear from Tanisha Rock-Yaw, Mr. Rowe, the Member of Parliament for St. Michael Northwest, has pleaded not guilty and remains on bail.
Embattled Member of Parliament for St. Michael Northwest, Neil Rowe, pleaded not guilty today when he appeared in court accused of having sexual intercourse with a woman on September 18, 2022 without her consent. Just after 11 a.m., he appeared before Madam Justice Pamelia Beckles in court number 5, where the charge was read to him. He was accompanied by his lawyer, Senior Counsel Michael Lashley. While Mr. Lashley could not say much because the matter is in the court, he told Starcom Network News his client will return to court on June 11th.
The matter was adjourned to 11th of June, and that's all he can say at this moment. He was arraigned, he pleaded not guilty, and then you take it from there.
Senior Counsel Michael Lashley, who is representing Neil Rowe, reporting from the High Court, Tanisha Rock-Yaw, Starcom Network News.
Thank you, Tanisha. Teaching has resumed at the St. Bartholomew Primary School. The school was first forced closed last Thursday due to students and staff complaining that the smoke from the nearby airport incinerator was making them ill. This continued into this week when some teachers who turned up to the school had to seek medical attention or return home. Communications specialist with the Ministry of Education, Gainel Marshall, says classes resumed today with the majority of students in attendance.
Classes at the St. Bartholomew School continue today as usual, with 13 teachers present and a student body of 107. Deputy Chief of Education Joy Adamson had the chance to speak with the staff this morning, and talks will be continuous as a workable solution is sought out to allow continuous teaching and learning in a healthy and safe manner.
She says classes have also recommenced at the Dighton Griffith Secondary School after a two-day break.
After a meeting with the principal of the school, the instruction was given for a meeting to be held with the principal and the staff at 11 this morning to allow for greater communication on the ongoing matter. The supervision of the students will not be compromised, as the school will lean on the leadership of their prefects to provide adequate supervision while the meeting is in progress. And according to the deputy principal, this morning of Dighton Griffith, classes went on as usual, and while the meeting is going on, the form prefects will be leading the charge in supervision, and lunch will be at 11:40 this morning, and that is the time that school operations will resume.
Communication specialist with the Ministry of Education, Gainel Marshall. The Democratic Labour Party urges government to put a plan in place to address environmental challenges at various schools. DLP spokesperson Felicia Dujon says the constant closure of schools due to environmental issues such as mold is unacceptable.
This is the reopening of school. This is the third week now, and we're seeing the same behaviors, the same patterns of behaviors by both ministers of education. We are asking again, what is going to be done with those various schools? How will students cope with the various closure of these schools in the start and beginning of the school term? This is unacceptable. We cannot have teachers. We cannot have parents going to school. Schools are being closed. Parents are not being informed. We have students not being able to have access to the education. This is very alarming.
She sees the need for a comprehensive solution.
we need to conduct some kind of environmental investigation as to what is happening in the various schools. And of course, have some kind of infrastructure assessment. We're seeing that various schools are engaging in the same concerns. And of course, this is going to affect the lives of children and our teachers and the faculty staff. The ministry needs to allocate the necessary infrastructure and funds that is required. Perhaps we need to enhance the ventilation system. We need to address water leakage, if there's any.
Democratic Labour Party's third vice president for the party, Felicia Dujan, in the Lunchtime Edition. Residents of St. Christopher Christ Church have been voicing their shock over the robbery of a business place there recently. On Monday night, three armed men wearing masks entered the Bullpen Bar. When Starcom Network News visited the area, the bar was closed at the time. However, a resident told us he had no clue that a robbery was taking place as he was having a party at his home.
We were having a birthday party at the time, and we never heard anything because we had music going on here. So it was our function was fairly loud because of the music. So we never heard or knew what was happening next door, you see. It's a bit concerned. Something goes on so near your home, and we don't know what is likely to happen in the future, you see. This is a problem with this sort of incident, really.
Starcom Network News also visited the Cox Variety Shop at Rock Street, St. Philip. That's Rock St. Philip, which was robbed the same night. The owner, Tammy Griffith Sargent, was not at the shop this morning, but spoke to us via telephone. She said she was about to close the establishment when three armed masked men entered and took an undisclosed sum of money belonging to the slot machines. Ms. Sargent said she is grateful that none of her staff was there at the time of the robbery. She plans to install security cameras for added protection. She also thanks the Barbados Police Service for their quick response to the incident. Meteorologist with the Caribbean Institute of Meteorology and Hydrology, Dr. Andrea Seeley, is reporting an increase in Saharan dust on the island. Speaking to the media on the sidelines of a handing over ceremony at the CIMH, Dr. Seeley stated they have observed that increase earlier than normal over the years.
Now, climatologically speaking, we normally would get the Saharan dust. The highest amounts of Saharan dust would be like June and July. But right now, what we're seeing, and it looks like this is kind of becoming more the norm than the exception, we are getting higher amounts of Saharan dust, as you can see. Earlier in the year, we even had some Saharan dust before Christmas. Don't know if you guys remember, we had quite a bit. But we're getting earlier events now, like in, well, now it's what, January? We were finding before that we were getting a lot of fairly big events. So when I say big, like the numbers, the concentration of dust would rival that with what we would get in the summer. We were getting those kind of numbers in March, April, May. And we're seeing that even more now.
She explained the cause of the shift in pattern.
The dust is more or less governed by the atmospheric patterns over North Africa, the Sahara, and the region just south of that, which is semi-arid, which is what we call half dry, kind of dry, the Sahel. Now, if those patterns shift, and some studies are looking at that, we're not certain yet exactly how it shifts, but if you have a difference in those patterns, that would affect the dust. So the seasonal change in the patterns of what's driving the dust coming across is what's going to cause the timing of those dust episodes during the year.
Meteorologist Dr. Andrea Seeley. And finally, the U.S. economy grew faster than expected in the final months of last year, driven by robust household and government spending. The Commerce Department has said the world's largest economy expanded at an annual rate of 3.3% over 3 months to December, the Commerce Department said. That was down from 4.9% in the prior quarter, but much faster than 2% many analysts had expected. For 2023, the economy grew at an annual rate of 2.5%, up from 1.9% in 2022. The figures cap a year that has been characterized by unexpected economic resilience, even as the U.S. Central Bank raised borrowing costs sharply and inflation cooled. Recapping the headlines, St. Michael Northwest MP Neil Rowe pleads not guilty as he is arraigned in the High Court on a rape charge. Classes resume at St. Bartholomew Primary and Dighton Griffith Secondary, which had been forced to close due to various issues. The DLP voices concern over the frequent closure of schools due to environmental problems. A St. Philip shop owner happy no one was injured when armed men raided her business and plans to increase security. Meantime, St. Christopher Christ Church residents voice alarm over a similar robbery at a bar in that area. A meteorologist is reporting an increase in Sahara dust, noting that it is appearing earlier than usual. And the U.S. economy surprises analysts with faster than expected growth. That was a lunchtime edition of The Latest right here on Starcom Network. Starcom Network Inc. is a member of the OCM Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.